Introduction by Stephen Ritzbar. I have been a puppeteer for over 4 decades. As with all puppet artists, I had to confront Pinocchio several times in my career, but always as a spectator, until now. The recent buzz, 2022, of several new mainstream versions of Pinocchio to be released by directors Robert Zemeckis and Guillermo del Toro inspired me to finally read the original version by Collodi from 1883. I was so fascinated by the book, I decided to release this version as a Kindle book and audiobook while I work on a deeper academic volume of research in another book as co-author with Dr. Esther Fernandez to embody the marvelous Vanderbilt University Press 2021 for 2023 or 2024. The first thing you will notice while reading this original version is how different it is from what you thought about the story of Pinocchio. This disconnect is due to the immense success of the 1940s film by Walt Disney called Pinocchio. This film, as it was their right, not only altered the story in many ways, but many of the crucial episodic scenes are left out, scenes with particular meaning for the author Collodi. The Disney writers created new scenes and meaning that were not in the original text. Normally, this is fine for all public domain content, but this appropriation of the content has made this original appear out of sync when it should be the other way around. I do applaud the Disney content providers who made this story world famous, but I am convinced the original version should be known. I confronted the original Pinocchio while working on an odd art film by Peter Wasinski, a Berlin puppeteer, called Pinocchio Jesus in 2017. Wasinski is one of the most celebrated puppet artists from the former East Germany and toured extensively in the West in the 1980s and into the 2000s. He was a professor at the Institute of Puppetry in Charleville-Mézières, France, the largest advanced school of puppetry in the Western world, for several years. His film challenged my notion of the Pinocchio story. As a result, I started my research to answer some of the questions posed by my engagement with Peter. Peter's parallel between Pinocchio as a Jesus figure is not far off the mark, as I came to realize later on. Carlo Lorenzini, 1826 to 1890, better known by the pen name Carlo Collodi, was an Italian author, humorist, journalist, known primarily for this novel, The Adventures of Pinocchio. Truth be told, Collodi was the name of his mother's hometown not far from Florence, Italy. He was born in Florence on the 24th of November, 1826. His mother, Angiolina Orzali Lorenzini, was a seamstress, and his father, Domenico Lorenzini, was a cook. Both worked for the Marchese Ginori Lici. Carlo was the eldest child in the family, and he had 10 siblings, but 7 died at a young age. He spent most of his childhood in the town of Collodi, where his mother was born. He lived there with his maternal grandmother. After attending primary school, he was sent to study at the theological seminary in Colle Val d'Elsa. An account at the seminary shows that the Marchese had offered financial aid, but the boy found that he did not want to be a priest, so he continued his education at the Collège of the Scolopi Fathers in Florence. In 1844, he started working at the Florentine bookstore Libreria Piatti, where he assisted Giuseppe Aizzi, a prominent Italian manuscript specialist. During the Italian Wars of Independence, in 1848 and 1860, Collodi served as a volunteer with the Tuscan army. His active interest in political matters may be seen in his earliest literary works, as well as in the founding of the satirical newspaper Il Lamponi in 1853. This newspaper was censored by the order of the Grand Duke of Tuscany. In 1854, he published his second newspaper, Lo Scaramuccia, The Controversy. By 1860, he published his first notable work, called Il Signore Alberi ha Ragione, Mr. Alberi is Right, which outlined his political and cultural visions of Italy. This is the text where Lorenzini started using the Collodi pseudonym. As you will soon see with the original Pinocchio, the author was not fond of the police. Kaladi had also begun intense activity on other political newspapers, such as the Il Fanfulla. At the same time, he was employed by the Censorship Commission for the theater. During this time, he composed various satirical sketches and stories, sometimes simply by collating earlier articles, including Machiette, 1880, Occhi e Nasi, 1881, and Storia Allegro, 1887. Kaladi became disenchanted with Italian politics afterward, so he turned to children's literature, and his first works involved translating French fairy tales into Italian. In 1875, for example, he completed Racconti delle Fatte, a translation of the French fairy tales by Charles Perrault. In 1876, Lorenzini wrote Giannettino, inspired by Alessandro Luigi Paravicini's Giannetto, the Minizzolo, and Il Viaggio per Italia e Giannettino, a pedagogic series which explored the unification of Italy through the ironic thoughts and actions of the character Giannettino. Lorenzini became fascinated by the idea of using an amiable, rascally character as a means of expressing his own convictions through allegory. In 1880, he began writing Storia di un Burattino, Story of a Marionette, also called L'Avventura di Pinocchio, which was published weekly in Giornale per i Bambini, then as a standalone book in 1883. Kaladi died suddenly in Florence on the 26th of October, 1890, at the age of 63, and is interred at Cimitero Monumentale del Porto Santa in Florence. The National Carlo Kaladi Foundation was established to promote education and the works of Carlo Lorenzini, and the Park of Pinocchio attracts many visitors each year. He was never married and had no children.